Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Better Parenting for Girls with ADHD. Discovering ADHD profiles with custom design solutions for all ages is a parenting and mental health guide by Riley Ellis that focuses on a group often missed in older ADHD discussions, girls. The book argues that ADHD is frequently underrecognized in girls because their symptoms may be less disruptive than the classic hyperactive stereotype, which can delay diagnosis and support. Rather than treating ADHD as a single uniform condition, the book emphasizes identifying an individual ADHD profile and using that profile to shape parenting, teaching, and daily management strategies. Its purpose is practical as well as corrective. It seeks to help parents recognize ADHD earlier, understand its heritable nature, and respond more effectively when symptoms overlap with anxiety, depression, eating disorders, bipolar disorder, or other challenges. As reflected in the publisher description and related summaries, combines clinical usefulness with a candid, humor-tinged perspective intended to reduce shame and make the material accessible to families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why girls with ADHD are often missed in traditional diagnosis models. A central argument of the book is that ADHD in girls is frequently overlooked because public expectations still lean toward the most visible male presentation of the disorder. The book challenges the assumption that ADHD is mostly a boy's condition and instead presents it as equally present in girls, but often expressed in less obvious ways. This matters because girls may be quieter, less disruptive, or better at masking impairment, so parents and teachers can mistake symptoms for personality traits, emotional sensitivity, or ordinary inconsistency. The practical effect of this framing is diagnostic delay. When ADHD is missed early, the child loses access to supports that could reduce academic strain, family conflict, and self-blame. The book, therefore, treats recognition as the first intervention. It does not simply list symptoms. It explains why the pattern is easy to miss and why the misreading has consequences. That diagnostic emphasis gives the book a corrective role within the ADHD parenting category. Secondly, using ADHD profiles to move beyond one-size-fits-all parenting. The book's distinctive method is its focus on ADHD profiles, meaning that it encourages parents to understand how ADHD appears in a particular child before choosing strategies. This is an important distinction from generic parenting advice, because children with ADHD do not all struggle in the same way. One child may be impulsive and disorganized, while another may be inwardly overwhelmed, perfectionistic, or emotionally reactive. By organizing the problem around profile-based understanding, the book argues for custom-designed solutions rather than rigid discipline methods that assume every child should respond identically. In practice, this approach helps parents match supports to the child's actual difficulty, whether that is task initiation, emotional regulation, planning, or social stress. The profile idea also encourages observation over blame. Instead of asking why a child is not behaving like a neurotypical peer, the parent is asked to study patterns and adapt expectations. That shift is likely the book's most practical contribution because it turns ADHD management into a responsive process rather than a standardized rulebook. Thirdly, the link between late recognition and co-occurring mental health problems. Another major theme is the connection between delayed ADHD recognition and later emotional or psychiatric complications. The book specifically points to depression, suicidal thoughts, bipolar disorder, eating disorders, and addictions as problems that may travel with untreated or misunderstood ADHD. This is not presented as a simplistic cause and effect chain, but as a warning about cumulative burden. When a child repeatedly experiences failure, criticism, or confusion without explanation, the stress can compound into deeper mental health concerns. That is why the book frames early intervention as more than academic support. It is also a way to reduce the risk of shame and secondary distress. The inclusion of these co-occurring challenges widens the book's relevance beyond elementary parenting. It speaks to families who are only reaching clarity in adolescence or adulthood and need to understand why earlier difficulties may have escalated. This broader mental health lens gives the book seriousness. But the emphasis remains practical, noticing ADHD sooner can change how families interpret difficult behaviors and seek help before problems become more entrenched. Fourthly, a family-centered view of ADHD as hereditary and intergenerational, the book repeatedly highlights that ADHD is often genetic and highly heritable, which encourages families to look at patterns across generations rather than isolating the child as the only person affected. This perspective is useful because it explains why a parent may recognize familiar traits only after a child is diagnosed. It also reduces moral judgment by showing that ADHD is not simply the result of bad parenting, laziness, or weak discipline. By asking readers to consider the family tree, the book reframes the issue as a shared neurodevelopmental pattern that may have gone unnamed for years. That framing has two benefits. First, it can help parents understand their child with more empathy. Second, it may help adults who read the book realize that they themselves were never diagnosed despite long-standing symptoms. The intergenerational lens also supports better communication inside families, because it turns conflict into pattern recognition. Instead of treating every problem as a separate behavior issue, parents can ask whether the same attentional, organizational, or emotional patterns have appeared before. Lastly, humor, candor, and lived experience as tools for reducing shame, the book's tone is an important part of its method. Based on the publisher description and link summaries, Riley Ellis uses personal, self-aware humor to make a difficult subject easier to approach. This does not mean the material is casual. Rather, it suggests that shame is treated as a barrier to understanding and therefore something the book deliberately tries to soften. Parenting a child with ADHD often brings frustration, guilt, and a sense of failing at ordinary standards, especially when diagnosis is delayed. By acknowledging that emotional reality, the book creates a more usable conversation about support. Readers are not only told what ADHD is, they are invited into a framework where imperfect parenting, family stress, and child behavior can be examined without harsh self-criticism. This matters because shame often prevents consistent follow-through, honest observation, and help-seeking. The book stands out in part because it combines practical guidance with a tone that normalizes struggle. That blend can make the advice more approachable for parents who might avoid a highly clinical or judgment-heavy ADHD guide. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and adults who suspect that ADHD in girls has been overlooked in their family or classroom. It is especially useful for readers who want more than general ADHD advice and need a framework that accounts for the quieter, less stereotypical ways ADHD can appear in girls. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify symptoms earlier, think in terms of individual ADHD profiles, and choose supports that fit the child rather than forcing the child into a rigid behavioral model. The book may also help adults reflect on their own undiagnosed histories, since it treats ADHD as a heritable pattern that can extend across generations. Compared with many books in the parenting ADHD category, it stands out for its explicit focus on girls, its profile-based approach, and its attention to emotional fallout from late diagnosis. The result is a guide that is not only informative, but also corrective, offering families a clearer way to understand behavior, reduce shame, and make more targeted decisions about support. If you would like to support Riley Ellis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.